did a little funky on the mix this morning. That's James Brown. Get up off of that thing.
What thing?
The thing.
Okay.
That thing.
I thought maybe somewhere in the explanation there.
No, I don't.
Told
think
you
so.
What you're supposed to get up.
No,
off
no,
of.
No. Just okay. That right. thing. Whatever
that thing that you dance with.
And that thing that you might be on. Get up off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That's it's our exercise for this Thursday morning. A little chilly out there this morning.
It is.
I like
very
it.
Very nice.
Yeah, you've got a scarf on.
I have
on.
My
you're
scarf
all, like,
and blazer.
She's wintry.
All, she's mm-hmm. all like scarfed out there.
Yeah. I'm liking it. I could live with this weather all year long.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put a formal request for fall type weather.
Mm-hmm. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, right. Remember that when it's like blazing
hot. Who did you send
hot.
It to? Do we send that to IT?
No, I sent it to Anthony
to God.
Peebles.
Anthony? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Anthony
he might
Peebles,
be able to help.
Not the musician, the weather guy.
Yeah.
At News 13. And she'll have a weather forecast for us in a bit. And he'll tell us it's cold.
Mm-hmm. And going to be
cold-ish.
Cold-ish and nice.
Yeah. When I tell my parents who are in Illinois that it's cold, they just laugh
they
at
laugh
me.
At you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, well, I have the seat warmers on in my car.
Oh, my okay, goodness. You have seat warmers in Florida?
You know, yeah. So when it gets the slightest bit cool, we turn them on because I paid for them.
Okay.
You know, hey,
right.
Why not?
I'm just confused. I mean, okay. Whatever.
Everyone well, likes their tukas to stay warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott especially.
So
we know that about you
oh,
now.
That's the thing you
we
get up off of
you.
Is your seat warmer.
There you
yes.
go.
That's what it is.
That's
I got it all figured out now.
All right. Well, we have guests in the studio.
We do. Yes.
We were in an empty house yesterday. It was
I'm
left to
sorry.
Me and Brandon, who we sent him off to go do recruiting, and then we had to pull in Wes Keen to make sure we weren't it wasn't just me and Tom staring at each other.
Every time Wes listens to us talk, he just writes all these notes.
I know. He's shrinking you guys.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what he's here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he not here this
he's
morning?
He's probably writing that report.
Oh
yeah,
boy.
We do have a big staff meeting today, so.
Oh. We should get back to business.
Probably. So, Nacy, you have brought in a guest this morning.
Yes.
Actually, you're one of our guests, and you've brought in a guest. So, you're from the BIC, which is the Business Innovation Center.
Yes.
I knew that. It's
yes.
not even written down anywhere. See? So tell us, who is your guest today?
Well, we have a guest here. Her name is Jenny, but she's going to tell about herself for sure. But just wanted to talk a little bit first about Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday is November 25th, and it's ultimately a nationwide celebration of the heart of business, which are small business and small business owners. A lot of times you think about that Black Friday type of you know, everyone's going out trying to get those deals, but the heart of commerce is really the small businesses, particularly in the state of Florida and Bay County. Just in terms of the data, there's like 24 million small businesses in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes. And really, ultimately, they are the ones who create the jobs. And in the state of Florida itself, we have in 2014, 102,000 jobs were created by small businesses. So
fantastic.
It's just something to think about.
Think about. When
yes.
Small Business Saturday is encouraging you to shop at your local small business owner. So wait till Saturday.
Exactly, exactly. And so we have an awesome small business owner here that we would love for her to tell her story and how important it is. And her name is Jenny from Soap Tree Emporium.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Yeah, so what do you do at the Soap Tree Emporium?
I make handmade soaps, handmade body products. I've been doing it for a little over 4 years and continually add to my product line all natural ingredients.
And has Small Business Saturday gone over so far in the past years that you've been in business?
It's done really well. We like to continually to promote small businesses because you get that uniqueness. You see that artist that you work for and find that you're never going to find that in the big chains that we have here. But
right.
It's cool to go into these small businesses and see how other people express themselves and, you know, see what they create. And it's important to shop at these places because you're helping them succeed, not just financially, but as an artist. You're helping Panama City have more variety in shopping at these places.
Right. And boosting the local economy. These are your local small business owners. These are your friends and neighbors that started a business and had a passion and decided to bring that to our community. So it's important to support them.
Absolutely. And it's really a chance to walk around and kind of look at our community and business community in a different way.
And like Jenny was saying, you're going to get that more personalized gift, something that nobody else is going to give, maybe even a one-of-a-kind
type item. One didn't come from Amazon.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Although she could sell it on Amazon.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Some business expansion. If this Saturday goes well, right?
You're right.
We'll diversify.
Exactly.
Well, we're talking about the Bay County Chamber of Commerce Small Business Saturday, and we have Jenny and Nacy in the studio along with everybody else. We'll take a quick break, and we'll play a little music and get back to finding out more information about this. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and here is The Grateful Dead and playing in the band on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix, and my question is there a train to Clarksville from here?
Clarksville's up
Florida.
On 20.
Right.
And I don't think there is a road through Clarksville. I think just one, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know,
sure.
They've been talking about putting that train back in for years.
It's not too real near Clarksville, is it?
Well, it could be. Just lay a little track.
Okay. Well, then we could take the last train to Clarksville. That's a Michael Naismith song, is it not?
I believe it is. But it's the Monkees.
Yes,
I mean,
the Monkees,
it's called the Monkees.
Yeah. Do you know what Michael Naismith's mother is famous for?
Baking apple pie.
No, she's the one who invented liquid paper, which
really?
Back when we typed.
Whiteout,
yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you are just a font of just
totally worthless information. You betcha.
Totally. Absolutely.
Office supplies we don't even use anymore.
Yes. She invented an office supply that was a big deal for a while, and then we invented computers and went, there's no sense in typing.
Now, we still buy a little whiteout, the little mechanical ones, though.
Mm-hmm.
We still use those from time to time, but paint on one. I don't know.
Well, we'll always need soap.
Is that why those white spots were on your computer screen?
Yes, sir.
The soap smells delightful.
It does. Now the whole room smells like
soap.
Soap. What kind of soap are you snuffing there?
This is cherry almond soap from the Soap Tree Emporium.
If you're going to snuffle,
Jenny Maynard
soap.
Is here talking about Soap Tree Emporium and Small Business Saturday.
Well, let's talk a little bit about
soap. Which is the 25th of November.
I like soap, and I encourage it a lot for my students.
Everyone should use soap.
Because not all college students understand the importance
of
soap.
It really does smell good.
Jenny, how long have you been making soap?
I've been doing this for over 4 years now.
Okay. What got you into making
soap?
That's
also good.
Well, I wanted to make products without any chemicals, so I started off making my own laundry soap. Then I started doing dishwasher detergent, and then I decided to start doing bath soap.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And look at these cool wrappers, too. Did you make the wrappers by hand?
I did. They're actually wrapped in coffee filters,
That's
white part.
That's what that is.
Oh, really?
How cute and original.
And it lets them smell good. You're not wrapped.
They're breathable.
Yeah, they're breathable filters, so you can smell all the neat smells coming out of there.
And they're made with all natural ingredients. They have cocoa butter, shea butter, avocado oil, coconut oil, olive oil.
So there's no chemicals in here.
Mm-mm. That's very cool.
All the ingredients are printed right on the label.
They're ingredients you can pronounce and recognize.
They're all normal things, just like she said. Cocoa butter, avocado oil.
How long does it take you to make a batch of soap? I don't know how
do you make soap?
We're not asking for your trade secrets here, all right?
You have to use lye to make soap.
Okay.
And then you melt the oils, and then you mix it together. And put in your fragrance and colors if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in a loaf and let it harden.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to cure for about 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have thought that.
Yeah, it has to cure and it takes all the lye out. So there is no lye left over like a lot of people think. And then you slice it and it's ready to use.
How many different kinds of soap do you make?
Probably about 30.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. No, it smells really good.
It does.
I like it. Sorry, I'm just smelling.
Well, it's...
And what are you doing to prepare for Small Business Saturday on the 25th?
I have a lot of loaves curing on my racks at home.
I bet, yeah. Some extra loaves of soap.
Yes, yep, extra loaves. And we have other things like essential roll-ons in the store. We have gift sets. We have Apalachicola sponges. Mm. You know, we do lotions, body wash, lip balms, lip scrubs, you know, all that kind of things.
And I didn't know exactly Spunky's grew in the Bay. That's neat.
Where is this located?
We are located, we have a vendor space at the Shadow Box, which is a cute little shabby chic vintage store. It's 1711 Thomas Drive.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So right past the Navy base on the left-hand side. And I also have a website, which is www.soaptree.net, that you can order online.
Very good. And of course, we're talking not just about soap, but also about the Small Business Saturday. So again, Nacy, tell us a little bit about what the Small Business Saturday is all about. And when is it?
Small Business Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
They call that like Blackish Saturday. I don't know.
Gosh, who knows all the different colors these days. But this one's the most colorful one because it's on Saturday. And hopefully you have all your family in town. And just go out and support small businesses. Go to the small restaurants. Which is pretty much the heart of our entire community.
Yeah, sure.
Go on Thomas Drive. I remember I had a restaurant one time on Thomas Drive.
Yes, we loved it.
Yeah, and so that's, go to those stores on Thomas Drive. Go to those stores on Beck Harrison Avenue and Harrison Andrews Avenue. Yeah. Come on out, go buy some donuts at, you know, those local little bakeries and donut shops.
Yeah.
Go do those kinds of things because that's really the most important thing for all these businesses, particularly during the holidays, because sometimes they're dead. Like, they don't have a lot of business sometimes in certain times of the year. And we've got to reconnect and make sure that the heart of our economy here in Bay County is being supported by the local community. And we're a great community to do that.
Absolutely.
But it's just important to make it sort of a reminder to come on out on Saturday.
Sure.
And think about the natural ingredients you're getting, not just with the soap. That's a great example of it. Why would you want to put chemicals on your body when you could put natural ingredients? But the same thing for the baked goods and the foods and the vegetable stands and the seafood markets. Why not shop you not only support your local small business people, but you're doing something that's probably more healthy for you.
Absolutely. Right. And you can get all of your holiday shopping done by doing it that way pretty quickly on that Saturday. So
support your local public business, local business.
And these are folks that will help you shop too if you don't know what the gift is. I mean, you're not going to get that from Amazon.com.
No.
I mean,
they'll tell you things to buy, but it will just be the expensive stuff that you don't.
Exactly.
It's not what you're looking for.
And they're so unique. The products are so unique, and especially Jenny's products. They're just so unique and something that somebody would remember. And so think about it and just be sure to come on out and go to her store and other people's stores Saturday.
It's 9:32. We've got to look at your weather forecast coming up in the Four Seasons. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, The Culture Club, and Karma Chameleon. It is about 9:40, 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're talking
shopping.
We're talking shopping. We're talking Small Business Saturday, which
and
is
soap.
And soap.
And very
and
nicely.
Shopping for soap.
And pleasantly smelly soap at
and
that.
Very good soap. And that's coming up on not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Saturday, right after Black Friday.
That's right.
Save a little something for your local merchants. Or just skip the Black Friday madness completely and have lots of original gifts to give.
Why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a really a great idea and a great thing. Do you do this every year? Do they do this every year?
Yes. It actually started in 2010 with American Express actually started the whole theme because they realized that there's just so much buying power from consumers and let's not forget the small businesses. And the key theme is show the love and shop small. And it's been like that since 2010. It was so successful, and it businesses could actually go on their website and they can print out marketing materials with their name on it with a little heart that says shop small, show the love, and they do this every single year. Wow. And you can even, businesses can even call and or get, sign up, and then they can send you a packet. So in preparation, year after year, they can send you a packet of things.
We're also talking with Jenny, who's owner and creator of all the soap at the Soap Tree Emporium. You have a website as well.
Yes, I
do. What is that?
It's www.soaptree.net.
Very good. That's easy to remember.
Yes.
So, Tom, you can go online.
Are you saying that maybe I need a stronger soap? Is that what, well, is that what I'm getting from
I
you?
Thought, I thought maybe you would you know, get Carol something nice and, and smells pretty. You know, be nice to her. And maybe put some on yourself.
Yeah.
That would even probably be nicer.
Okay.
Just saying. So a lot of businesses, small businesses. Now, Nazy, do you know how many small local businesses we have here in this area? You have a number?
I don't know the actual number, but I would say that probably almost 90%, over 90% of our businesses would be considered small businesses, because in the state of Florida alone, the way as the Small Business Association identifies it, the state of Florida, they say 98% of the businesses in Florida are considered small businesses. Under their status, it's actually 500 employees or less.
Okay.
And that's 98% of the businesses based on SBA data.
Okay, wow.
So here in Panama City, Florida, Bay County, it could even be 100%, but I don't want to misspeak, but I would assume it's probably over 90% of our businesses.
And our local Chamber of Commerce are also supporting Small Business Saturday. I got a media release from them yesterday that they have a special promotion that some merchants are joining in on to promote Small Business Saturday. So this is supported by organizations across the country and here in our community. So you can contact the Bay County Chamber of Commerce, too, if you want to hook into some of their promotions as well.
Perfect. Perfect,
And according to their press release last year,
you've got it over there.
112 million shoppers participated in Small Business Saturday, spending a reported $15.4 billion at local businesses across the United States, which is pretty amazing.
That would about deplete the inventory to Soap Tree.
Yeah.
That would. You would be quite happy, I think. But that's happening not this Saturday, but next Saturday. That follows Thanksgiving, whatever they call Thanksgiving Thursday for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Thursday or Black Thursday or leaving your family to go shop Thursday. I don't know. And then Black Friday. Then you have Small Business Saturday.
Yep, show the love and shop small.
That's right. It's 9:45. We've got a little Michael Jackson and The Way You Make Me Feel. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. If you want to be happy, that's Jimmy Soul, Michael Jackson before that, The Way You Make Me Feel. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got about 8 minutes, and we're talking Small Business Saturday. And in the studio this morning, we have the Soap Tree Emporium, and we were talking off air, Jenny, about some of the different products that you make and what you do. And I mean, we're here to support local business as much as we can. I mean, we love our local businesses. Those are the ones that support us here at WKGC as well. So tell us a little bit about, you know, you make these different soaps. What else are you doing?
I also do products such as hand sanitizer.
Really?
I make my own hand sanitizer. It's got like a jojoba oil, witch hazel, thieves oil. So it makes your hands sanitized, plus makes them soft and smooth.
I like that.
And a lot of people love it. And I also do bath fizzies.
So you those are cool.
Drop them in your bath water and they put all the good ingredients. It has oatmeal, mango butter, cocoa butter. It's got a lot of good things for your skin that's nourishing. I have lip balms, lip scrubs, sugar and salt scrubs. I do the herbal bath teas. So it has all your herbal stuff in it with the essential oils and the Mediterranean sea salt. So you drop it in your bath water, have a relaxing bath.
Mm. That sounds bad. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of this. The salt scrubs. They feel cool. Mm-hmm. We made those as Christmas gifts. Well, let me say this. We attempted to make those as Christmas gifts a couple of years ago. It's a little harder than it looks. So it's not one I care to do again. We'll leave that to you. But I think they make the hands feel good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes. And we also have lotions, body wash, dog soap. Oh, I have dog soap. Good. That I make. Uh-huh. And then I have essential roll-ons. So these are small roll-ons that help with energy, migraines, sleep, under-eye roll-ons for wrinkles and dark circles, stuff like that. We have those that we provide, soy candles, and a lot of gift bags for this time of year.
Yes. Some gift baskets already put together.
Yes, right? Already put together.
I saw some on your website.
Yeah, mm-hmm. different scents, different flavors. Some have soap with the lip scrub and the lip balm. Some have soap and the salts. You know, they're mix and match mm-hmm. gift sets.
Perfect little gift pail of soaps.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Give us your website again.
www.soaptree.net.
Very good. And Small Business Saturday is Saturday, the 25th of November, and small businesses in Bay County are participating in Small Business Saturday. It's a national event aimed at encouraging consumers to shop locally in their communities and generate more commerce, and we're excited about it. Like we said, last year, over 112 million shoppers participated in Small Business Saturday, spending a reported of $15.4 billion at local businesses nationwide, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we are, like I said, we are here and pleased to support our local businesses. And we encourage you to do the same thing. Small Business Saturday. Any mm-hmm. last words?
Just again, shop small, show them love, support your small businesses, and keep finding out more information for small business and support on bigpc.com.
Thank you very much.
Don't have to twist my arm to go shopping.
No.
I'm in.
I'm good. We'll do it. We are coming up on 10 o'clock. Music in the next hour from Don McLean and Paula Abdul, Train, Eiffel 65, and more. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We'll round out this hour with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and you don't know how it feels.